for happiness personified. Who will be the happiest person? The one who brings happiness to others. That means your body should be well balanced under all conditions. Real bliss is maintaining equanimity of mind at all times, at all places, under all circumstances. No one ever gives you happiness, but only reflects your own inner happiness. Want not and waste not your happiness. You are happiness personified. You are supreme bliss. You are joy. You are the image of happiness. If you are contented, your daily needs will be met. All things will come to you. To have maximum and endless joy, learn to be non-attached. Those who are of a joyful spirit are called spiritual people. Happiness does not come from outside you. Your mind and body continue to go through some changes, but knowing doesn't change. Your peaceful nature is never affected by external things. Only when you forget and identify yourself with the body or the mind, do the clouds come and block your view of the sun. The sun is always shining, where the clouds are there or not. The mind may pass through some of these cloudy periods. But as the knower, you can enjoy the show. Enjoy the mind and its play. Have an easeful body. What is the sign of a healthy person? You are happy everywhere. You are relaxed everywhere. You are at ease. You are in peace within and without. You hate none. You dislike none. Total love, universal love emanates from you. There is no tension anywhere, no stress anywhere, no friction anywhere. That is the sign of being healthy. A healthy person doesn't hurt anybody. You are not afraid of anybody. You don't have fear, and you don't cause fear. A healthy person emits a healthy, loving, pure vibrations. The human body is a temple. Keep it strong and supple. Treat it gently. Live in a way that makes your body light and healthy. The body is a vehicle of divine expression, as are all forms of creation. To become a good instrument of the divine, maintain your health, have an easeful body, peaceful mind, and a useful life. You can master your own body and mind. By achieving self-mastery, you become the master of everything. You can heal your body just through your thinking. Every one of your thoughts has a certain power on your body. The actions of the mind are clearly visible in certain areas. If you think that you are sick, you are surely going to be sick. Think that you are healthy, and you are healthy. Remember, you become what you think. It is simple. Think well, you become well. You can build a divine body with divine ideas. Healing is a divine thing. Think very well, and others also become well. You can send healing energy or prana to others. You can send a spiritual charge by your touch. If you are really charged with that prana, you can send it long distance by thought alone. Love knows only one-way traffic. Love, love, love. love for the sake of love, because loving makes you happy. That happiness cannot be taken away by anybody. Pouring love on hate is like pouring water on fire. The heart has a tendency to melt. Just allow it to melt. It is the easiest way to approach God. Become a baby in the arms of the mother. Compassion, understanding, affection, love, dedication, everything comes from the heart. When you meditate on the heart, imagine that God is there making your heart beat. He Himself is the beat. It is His movement within you. The heart must pray, not the lips, nor the head. Always develop the heart. Let the heart always be there. The sacred heart is a secret heart. If you love God more, you draw Him more. By chanting or repeating God's name, your emotion becomes devotion. As your love for God develops, you come to see and love yourself, which is also your neighbor's self, and which is God. So your love for God also becomes love for your neighbor. No pain, no gain. If the pain in our lives is properly understood, it will never frighten us. We will even welcome it, saying, "Come on, pain, help me, refine me." Life is a play. It is to enjoy. Just take everything as play. All this coming, going, mating, eating, welcoming, sending off, taking birth, saying good night, goodbye, it's all for fun. Sometimes you may forget this and take the life seriously. When you are really getting caught, at least at that point, you can sit back and say to yourself, it is all for fun. Know that pleasure and pain come together. They are part of the world. Your happiness is something that is above pleasure and pain. Sorrow is nothing but what you borrow. The cause of our suffering is our wrong approach. Nobody can cause us difficulty without God's will. These people are simply acting as instruments of God. He uses them to give us some experience. It is all for our education and for our benefit. If we think that way, we won't project a negative vibration toward the people we feel are causing us difficulty. Instead, if you treat that person as an instrument of God, feeling, God is doing something to me through that person, but that person is beautiful, then there is no negative feeling, no negative person, then it is easy to love. Nature is here to give you experience and ultimately to liberate you from its bondage. Problems help us develop our inner resources. It is through problems that we learn. We should never expect a smooth, problem-free world. In such a world, there would be no learning or growing. If you know the purpose of suffering, to burn your ego, you will even rejoice in it. You heat your mind and body to transform it, burning out the undesirable impurities. Know that you are being refined. Once you become well roasted by the experience in the world, you will be unattached and say, now I am happy. You need adversity to know the truth. Know that you are going to control your ego. Then you will enjoy even the difficulties and the failures. arise, awake. You can free yourself from egoism. Even in the intensity, enjoy yourself. Be playful and relaxed. Take it easy. Always remember your goal. The goal is to realize your true nature. To realize your peace, your happiness, your godliness. You are the image of God. Always remember your goal. If you understand the goal and dedicate yourself to achieving it, you won't get disheartened by failures. The very interest in achieving the goal will take you to it. Your spiritual practice is the master key to open everything. Health, wealth, strength, everything can be opened with it. All your practices can be joyful celebrations. So take it easy, but don't be lazy. It is very important to find the golden medium. Go to your capacity, but never overdo. There are two voices in you, the lower self and the higher self. If you can learn to hear the voice of your higher self, then you can follow what it says. You will enjoy the journey it takes you on, because growing is natural, not painful. Remember, the pure self doesn't have to become happy. It is happiness itself. Your practices are not done to bring you happiness or peace, but to prevent the peace that is your true nature from being disturbed. Everything worthwhile takes its own time. If you attempt perfection in one day, you are not going to achieve much of anything. This applies especially to developing the spiritual force, the willpower. Begin with little things, daily, and one day you will be doing things that months back you would have thought impossible. That is the way to develop your will. Every failure must be a stepping stone for your further success. Use all the failures as stepping stones, one after another. Then they are helpful experiences. The entire nature is the omnipresent guru. Draw silent lessons from all around you. Forget the past. Don't worry about the future. Live in the golden present. Peace is within. A tranquil mind is like a beautiful mirror. It reflects the image of God in you. Peace is the nature of God. I see God as peace. God has no form. He has no other name. He is all peaceful. He is all serenity. That peace is to be felt. It is to be experienced within oneself. Peace and joy is our goal. Whatever you do, do it for that. The real God, the absolute God, the cosmic God, who is being searched for by one and all, is that peace and joy. When you are in peace, you are in God, you are with God. When you disturb your peace, you are denying the God within you. Nothing from outside can give you peace, because peace is there in you always. The ultimate quest of the entire world is peace. Only in peace do we have joy. Each and every individual is a part of the whole. Whatever change we want to happen outside should happen within. Your first duty is to find the peace within. Without peace in the mind, we can't give peace to the world outside. You are peace personified. You are happiness personified. The musk deer does not realize that the musk fragrance comes from within itself. Like that deer, we run here and there searching for the peace which is always within us. You have the strength, courage, and capacity to experience the peace and joy within and to share it with everyone. I feel so easeful and peaceful. I never become depressed or excited. I have no worries. That's my great wealth. Peace is my God. Peace is my God. He is in me. He is everywhere. He is all peaceful. He is all serenity. He is to be felt and experienced within oneself. Let us all know that there is a vast ocean of consciousness which we call God. Everything is God. He did not make the world out of anything but out of Himself. The universe is full of life. You can see the life force constantly. Everything is living. Without God, not even a speck of dust moves. Give yourself unto God. Become humble and selfless, and then you will get a glimpse of His joy. If you taste that joy even once in your lifetime, you will know that it is for that joy that we are here. Put the entire responsibility on God's shoulders. He is ready to carry everything, and He is already carrying everything. God works through you. Consider even the life breath. It takes care to send it back through your lungs. Let's realize that He is taking care of everything and just do as He guides us from within. Put yourself in the hands of the higher force. Believe in God. Trust God wholeheartedly. Your sickness will go away, because you are giving yourself in the hands of a greater doctor. Difficult situations may come. They will give us a chance to prove our trust in a higher energy. Acceptance of the divine will keeps us joyful and peaceful. Let's not put up barriers or let our ego separate us from God. Open up the heart and say, Lord, I am little. What I know is just a trifle. Please make use of me. Take me as your instrument. Do anything you want. Work through me. It is your business. You created me. You created the world. I don't know why I am here. It's not my business even to ask you. Do anything you want. God created you. God sent you. He has a purpose behind sending you. He is using you to fulfill His purpose. God is using every one of us. You are all sparks of the divine, images of God. You are nothing less than God Himself. You have that divinity, that goodness, that peace, and that perfect health. That is your true nature. Be in constant communication with God. Real communion with God is communion with your fellow beings. Think of God, and you will become divine. Serve, love, give. Serve and love. Service comes first. Serve with love. Everything on this earth has a purpose. And that purpose is to serve, to be useful, to bring some benefit at least to somebody. Do everything in the name of God, and nothing will affect you. Say, let me not use the will I have been given to carry unnecessary burdens. Let me use my will to realize your will. Then you become a beautiful instrument in the hands of the Lord. The entire life becomes karma yoga. You live for the sake of others, serving God and His creation every minute with every breath. Your very work becomes your worship. Your every act is part of that worship of the Supreme, manifest as this world. The dedicated ever enjoy supreme peace. Therefore, live only to serve. Through caring and sharing, we find ease within ourselves and among our fellow beings. Lead a dedicated life. That way, you experience the divine in yourself. Be a channel. If anything comes, pass it on. Do not cling. If you are a good channel, you won't keep anything for yourself except what you need. You will pass along the rest. Then more things will come to you. It is like a fountain that you have drawn forth. The more you draw, the more it comes. Even when you take a shower, think, I am washing the Lord's temple. I am dressing the Lord's temple. He is seated here. I am feeding Him. When you go to sleep, think, I am putting Him to sleep. Thus, every act becomes an offering. Your very life becomes an offering. When the cosmic consciousness is satisfied that you are really a great channel, it will send you more and more. You will realize the nature of God. The omnipresent, all-merciful will work through you, and you will realize that God is within. Having that realization, you will see God everywhere in everything. You will see that the entire creation is a manifestation of God. You will learn to love all humanity, nature, animals and plants. Then your service to God will be service to humanity, service to all the world. You won't have to do anything. Just by being yourself, you will be loving and serving God. Suppose you give 100%. What will you get? 100% of God. As you think, so you become. Learn to control the thoughts so you can create any thought you want. The world is nothing but your projection. Have heaven in your mind and you will see heaven everywhere. Correct your vision and you will see the truth. Everything begins in the mind. To see clearly, have clear vision. All experiences in the world, good or bad, pleasurable or painful, are just a matter of mental adjustment. You are bound by the mind, and you are liberated by the mind. You are your own friend and your own enemy. If your mind is a good friend to you, you will see only friends everywhere. But if your own mind acts like a traitor, you will find few friends. So make your mind your friend. Let it not color your vision. Let it not prejudice your thinking. It can be a beautiful instrument with which you can understand things well. If you feel bound, you are bound. If you feel liberated, you are liberated. Things outside neither bind nor liberate you, only your attitude towards them. Like the point of a drill, our mind can penetrate into anything to know its secret. When concentration is deep, nature reveals its secrets. The only requirement to see peace or joy or God whatever name you use, is a calm, peaceful mind. Stay away from anything that disturbs your peace of mind. Stay away from anything that brings disappointments, anxieties, and worries. When you have a clean mind, you know who you are. You realize yourself. Your vision becomes spiritual. Until then, you see only through your physical and mental eye. When you see with your physical eye, you see very little. With the mental eye, you can see much more. But with the spiritual eye, you see the truth. Discipline makes your mind stronger and one-pointed. It should not make you a slave. It should ultimately help you master your mind. Your mind should obey you. Begin to control the mind by staying away from any thought that will disturb it. Selfish thoughts pave the way for anxiety, fear, and disappointments. The greatest power on earth is thought force. But before you make your thoughts powerful, first make the mind clean. If you are sometimes bothered by disturbing thoughts, you do not have to drive them away or repress them. Just substitute another more peaceful or loving thought for the disturbing one. The greatest victory you can win is the victory over your own mind. Liberation means being freed from the bondage of your own mind or ego. You don't have to do anything to keep the mind calm. It is like a bowl of water. Should you do anything to keep the water peaceful? Just leave it alone. Let it be. Calming the mind means not letting it run here and there as it wants. The mind is like a mirror. The spirit, self or atma, is like the light of a candle. The soul is the reflection of the light on the mirror. Anyone who has a clean and calm mind will be able to reflect the image of God. Who am I? Find out who you are. Once you know who you are, you will be the best instrument to bring peace and harmony to all. Ultimately, you will find you are not somebody who is going up and down, but that you are a permanent entity, an image of God. Beautiful parks, palaces, and music await you inside. Why go looking for these things outside? The entire cosmos is within. You are the true seer. You are not the body, not the mind. You are the knower or the seer. You always see your mind or body acting in front of you. You know that the mind creates thoughts, distinguishes and desires. The seer knows that, but is not involved in it. The self is the eternal, never-changing one. It is always everywhere as the very basic substance. In our ignorance, we see everything as different. All things are actually nothing but the self. God, self, or blissful pure consciousness is always there. You are not creating it by your meditation. You need not do anything to get into it, but you have to do something not to disturb that flow. We are not creating God's grace, but we are removing everything that prevents the grace from coming to us. Real enlightenment means quieting and transcending both the conscious and subconscious mind and realizing your own peace, joy, and eternal bliss. That is Christhood, Buddhahood. You are freed from turmoil. Your soul is not colored or covered by anything. I am unborn. I am undying. I am the beginning. I will be in the end. This is the infinite consciousness. This is the birthless and deathless state. You are the indweller of the entire universe. You are the light of awareness. You are the light of consciousness. Let us experience that light within and without. Let us see the same light, the same spirit, dwelling everywhere as everything. Let us walk together, talk together, live together. Spirituality means to understand the spirit. To do this, we have to rise above all the differences. For there is only one spirit, and only in spirituality can we really come together. If you feel everybody is your brother or sister, you cannot narrow yourself. You become universal and understand how to love thy neighbor as thyself. Go happily, joyfully, peacefully, and share this knowledge, this spirit, this feeling with the entire world. Share it with all who come close to you, your family, your friends, neighbors, everybody. We are all part of that cosmic hum. We are all cells of the cosmic body. Let us feel that we are all the children of that one Father, or the one Creator. We are interdependent.